We have, are we eating that Allah gives us strength to remember Allah? So this indirect ibadat is very important, but yet very sensitive. Important because it extends the scope of our entire life and makes it ibadat. Subhanallah. Hamare puri zindagi jo hai na ibadat ban sakti hai. Our whole life can become ibadat if the niyat is correct. But it is very, very sensitive because why are you doing those things? Are you earning halal? Are you doing business to earn halal risk? Or are you only earning it to match the Jonas's of the time? Now this is where direct ibadat comes to play. Direct ibadat, our namaz, our zikr and tilawat, helps our niyat become correct in indirect ibadat. I hope you understand what I'm saying. The taqwa we gain from direct ibadat, the taqwa we gain from our namaz, roza, tilawat, zikr, that helps us that when we do indirect ibadat, when we go out in the world, when we do all the other things, now namaz, roza, zikr, tilawat helps us that that particular indirect ibadat, the niyat becomes correct, that it also becomes ibadat. And brothers, the fact of the matter is, none of us can do ibadat 24 hours a day. There are very few. The angels can do it. Shayad ho sakta hai ke jo na koi sufi aadmi ho to wo jo na sare din masjid mein ho, lekin by and large no one can do it. What is the percentage of our time in the masjid? What is the percentage of our time in ibadat? 5%, 10%? Now if we regard Islam as a total religion, which it is, then we got to say that together with direct ibadat, our indirect ibadat, our other life, our worldly life must also become ibadat. Otherwise, for us to say Islam is a complete religion would be misplaced. And that is why it is so important that the challenge is to bring Allah's command into our life outside the direct ibadat. Bring Allah's command in our worldly life, in our life with our family, in our life with our neighborhood, in our life with our business associates, in our business, to bring Allah's command in that. That is a challenge. Otherwise, the pride that we take that Islam is a complete religion would be misplaced. That is why in Kanzul Ummal, there's a riwayat of Umar radiallahu anhu. Umar radiallahu anhu saw someone making dua. And in this dua, he said, "Oh Allah, save me from this world. Oh Allah, save me from this world." Umar told him, "Are you asking Allah that Allah mustn't give you children? Are you asking Allah mustn't give you wealth? How are you going to survive in this world?" Allah says, "Wa amwalakum allati ja'ala Allahu lakum qiyama." The wealth I have made it the basis of your existence. How are you going to live in this world without risk? So are you asking Allah that Allah mustn't give you children? Hazrat Umar radhiyallahu anhu ne kisi ko dekha jane wo dua mang rahe the ke Allah mujhe dunya se bachaye. तो उमर रज़ियल्लाहु अन्हु ने उनसे पूछा कि क्या आप चाहते हैं कि अल्लाह ताला आपको माल ना दे, अल्लाह ताला आपको बच्चे ना दे, क्या 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 आप क्या मांग रहे हैं अल्लाह ताला से? ये मांगना सही नहीं है, दुआ सही नहीं है. He said, if you want to ask Allah, oh Allah, save me from the trials of this world that lead me astray. Subhanallah. Say Allah, ऐसे दुनिया से बचाए जो मुझे गलत रास्ते पर ले जाए. Oh Allah, save me from that world which leads me astray. Otherwise, my dear respected brothers, we've got to live in this world. How are we going to live in this world? If a person takes it aside, I don't want anything from this world. What we got to do now, my dear respected brothers, is to use our time in this world beneficially. And that is a challenge after Ramadan. To make the best of this time that we have constructively. Be resourceful. Apne zindagi ko sahi istimal karo. Be resourceful. Be beneficial. Leave a legacy. Do something that is good. Do something that is constructive. Do something that people will remember you about. Do something that is good for you in this world and in the year after. Don't be an idle parasite. Don't be lazy. Don't lack vision and ambition. That is not what Islam has taught us, that we must become lazy and say, "Hum Allah Ta'ala ke upar bharosa kar rahe." That is not the way Islam has taught us. Islam has taught us to be in this world. To Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana. Allah, give us good in this world. Give us good in the year after. We have to live in this world.